Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is Catherine Medina, who is the Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Alexandria. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thanks, Wayne. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Catherine came to the organization in 2003. She spent many years volunteering for Rebuilding Together Habitat for Humanity in Nova Hospital and other community-oriented organizations. You've been in nonprofits for a long time.
In my personal life, absolutely. But professionally, I didn't cross over into that nonprofit line until I came to Rebuilding Together in 2003.
Ah, okay. So you were in marketing before that?
Yes, for about, 15, 16 years.
I know you hate to talk about yourself, but what motivated you to cross over, to come to the other side?
I'm sure I should not say this, but I had a really bad client in 2003 at one of the ad agencies I was working with.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was just me and the dog, and advertising had allowed me to buy a car, buy a house, so I was all settled. And that summer, I said, no more advertising. And about a month later, this position opened up, and I have not looked back, nor do I plan to ever cross back onto that corporate side.
Do you love what you're doing?
I absolutely love what I do.
What is Rebuilding Together Alexandria? Tell us about it.
Great question, Wayne. Rebuilding Together is essentially a nonprofit that provides free home repairs to low-income folks. So we allow homeowners to stay in their home because all of our services are free, which allow homeowners not to have to choose between, do I put food on the table? Do I buy my prescription? Or do I fix my roof that is leaking?
Mm-hmm.
And Rebuilding Together Alexandria is one affiliate of Rebuilding Together, which is the nation's largest nonprofit dedicated to preserving affordable homeownership.
Are you in competition with Extreme Home Makeover on television?
We don't do quite extreme makeovers, but
yeah.
Nor do we come in and gut a house within a week.
And then try to rebuild it and have a great TV show and all that stuff.
That's right.
What kinds of services do you provide to the homeowner?
Gosh, we do everything, as I said, from replacing a leaking roof to mm-hmm. We have installed vapor barriers for insulation purposes in basements and everything in between in terms of if a door is broken, we'll replace a door or replace a lock set. We
mm-hmm.
install stair railings for safety purposes. If stoves are broken or appliances need to be energy efficient, then we'll replace appliances. We'll fix drywall holes. We'll, your sink is leaking and we'll repair it.
Sure. So very, very important and very basic needs of homeowners.
Absolutely. And frankly, most of our homeowners can't afford financially or physically to do those repairs.
So who is your service? Who do you typically serve in the marketplace?
On average, our homeowners are elderly.
Okay.
Although, frankly, we've been seeing a trend toward lower ages over the past couple of years with the unemployment issues.
Sure.
So right now, our average homeowner is above 70.
All right.
With two people living in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And getting about $22,000 worth of household income.
Which is hardly enough to live on.
I know. And it's so far below HUD's poverty level.
Right.
Even. Yeah.
For a family of two.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And then do you have people that are disabled as well that you're helping out?
We do. We help out anyone who is a homeowner. So that includes the elderly. That includes families with children, disabled folks, veterans.
Hmm.
Yes.
Neat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In your opinion, why is it so important to help low-income homeowners?
Because they just don't have the resources to help themselves. And it's important to keep, especially our elderly generation, if you will, in the community. They're an important aspect of the community. They were, in most of our cases, born and bred in Alexandria.
Right.
And this is where their home is. This is where their children are. So they want to remain in the community and frankly, continue to provide back to the community. They just can't maintain their home.
And it's also, not to give my opinion, but it seems to me that it would be important to ease the burden on the state and the federal government as well.
We absolutely do. We get some funding from our local government.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the majority of our work is done by volunteers, we're able to leverage those funds that we receive three and four times so that the value of our in-kind contributions to the city of Alexandria are enormous.
Are huge.
Yeah.
So you've got volunteers. You've got government support. Who else is supporting Rebuilding Together Alexandria?
Thankfully, we have a lot of corporate sponsorships. Again, all of our repairs are free to the homeowner, so mm-hmm. we do need to raise funds to cover those expenses. So corporations fund us, local civic organizations, Rotary Clubs, many faith-based organizations fund us. So a large, large variety. Freddie Mac, Sears, Lowe's.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have great, great local support.
And so the volunteers are the people that are out in the field basically doing all the work, fixing the sinks, fixing the doors, doing all that stuff.
You're right. And a lot of our volunteers are skilled, but frankly, we have some not so skilled volunteers as well.
People who want to help out.
That's right. That's right. Even someone who is hanging drywall, it takes some skill to hang drywall, but you also need someone to hold that piece of drywall. And frankly, maybe even screw it in. They might not mud it to perfection, but we always encourage skilled and not as skilled so that we could teach the not as skilled a couple of tricks or two.
So do you recruit volunteers from the local community? How do people find out about you? I mean, I haven't really heard about you until recently. And so how do we find out more about you, and how do you recruit people to participate as volunteers? Because that seems to me a really important component of your business model.
Absolutely. Just a couple of weeks ago, on April 30th, we had the nation's largest volunteer event, again, to preserve affordable home ownership. So across the nation,
what was that called?
That was called National Rebuilding Day.
Ah, okay.
And across the nation, we had over 200,000 volunteers working on, annually, we work on about 10,000 projects. So as you mentioned, we do rely heavily on volunteers. And volunteers can either go to our site or, frankly, they can go to rebuildingtogether.org, plug in a zip code, and find an affiliate. And then help volunteer. Many affiliates like Rebuilding Together Alexandria are year-round. So even though we had the huge push back in April, we do a lot of work year-round. So we're always seeking volunteers.
Are there Rebuilding Together affiliates all around the D.C. metro area, or how many are there?
There are 200 nationwide.
200?
200 nationwide. And yes, there's a DC, Arlington, Fairfax, Montgomery County, PG, Alexandria.
And what is your website so that people know about the Alexandria initiatives?
Ours is rebuildingtogetheralex.org.
Alex.org. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what other initiatives are you engaged in? You had National Rebuilding Day. What other initiatives is the Alexandria chapter engaged in?
Year round, we have a program called Heroes at Home, and that's a fantastic veterans program that Sears helps to fund.
What goes on in that program?
We have volunteers go out and go into veteran or veteran families,
mm-hmm.
and do energy efficient upgrades to their homes.
These are people that are probably disabled, right?
Many of them are, yes, but we still help spouses of deceased veterans.
Oh, wonderful.
Who often, again, can't take care of their own home.
Sure.
So we'll go in and do energy efficient upgrades, make general repairs to the home, even simple things such as yard work. A couple of our elderly clients sometimes get cited by code enforcement for not tending to their yards.
Right.
And granted, in Alexandria, we don't have a ton of yards, but those that we do, our volunteers love to just go in and help with the simple tasks as well.
So Heroes at Home, that's a great program. What's another
fantastic program?
In
the fall, we have a citywide program called Energize Alexandria.
All right.
And that's where we have a couple of hundred volunteers go to maybe 30 or 40 low-income homeowners' homes and do just that, make energy-efficient upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from weather-stripping doors and windows to installing CFLs instead of regular light bulbs, to insulating. It's the little things that frankly don't cost a lot that can be done to a home to not only make it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, but decrease those utility bills.
So these are some simple things that people can do to make their homes more energy efficient and save money.
Absolutely. Anyone can. And granted, I get that an initial investment in a CFL is a
CFL
little bit
is
a compact fluorescent light bulb.
Right.
And it just saves an incredible amount of energy over the lifetime of the light bulb. So it is slightly more expensive than a regular light bulb. But again, you'll gain those dollars spent by the lifetime of the light bulb and the savings on your electricity bill. But so you can install CFLs. You can caulk around gaps in your home.
Sure.
The average home has enough air openings, if you will, that equal one window. So you might as well just have leave a window open year round. So you can do weather stripping. You can caulk around gaps within your windows and doors, even under your kitchen and bathroom plumbing, where the plumbing comes in through the walls.
Right.
You need to seal those holes because that is a passage for air. Outlets on your exterior walls are incredible air gaps. So there's some simple things that you could do.
As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to go home and and get to work because I've got a lot of work to do around the house. Have you seen an increase in need since the economy's turned down?
Absolutely. We have. As I mentioned earlier, we have seen more and more families reach out to us for support. But luckily, Wayne, that is equaled with more and more volunteers.
Really?
Wonderful. Stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, how can I help out?
So there's been an increasing need. And people, you know, don't really focus on this, but it's not just, you know, the need to pay your mortgage or to pay your taxes. You've got to keep the home up. Because if the home falls into disrepair, you can't live in it.
Right. And again, people are still today out there making those choices. Do I, you know, replace my deadbolt on my front door, or do I feed my children?
Well, so, you know, the deadbolt issue could be almost as important in terms of some areas of Alexandria. You want to make sure that people are living securely in their homes as well.
Absolutely.
Are you helping people actually secure their homes with, you know, more secure locks, better doors, better, you know, prevention from people coming in from the outside? Have you ever done security systems or anything like that for a home?
We don't do security systems, but we have in the past had police walk through a couple of our homes and say, hey, based on that door, I would change it to X, Y, and Z lock. Or this window, you should change it because it'll increase your security.
Okay.
Knock on wood, we don't have to worry about too much security issue in Alexandria, but it's still the safety point of the homeowners.
Have you seen a decline in funding since the downturn in the economy? You said you saw an increase in volunteers, which is really encouraging.
And knock on wood, and again, I'm sure I shouldn't say this out loud, but no, we have not. More and more people have been stepping up in terms of funding our services because the need is so much greater.
And the need for individual donors, I may emphasize, has increased because states and governments are cutting back.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
This is a plea to the public.
That's right.
What's your advice for homeowners who are struggling in the minute that we have left?
Help is out there. Nationwide, we exist in over 200 cities and towns. So make a one phone call to Rebuilding Together, and we can hopefully help you out.
And there's means testing, correct? I mean, in order to qualify for the programs that you provide, people have to have a need.
Oh, sure. We do serve the low-income population.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's wonderful to have you on the show, and I really appreciate all the work that you're doing for the community. We're talking with Catherine Medina, who is the executive director of Rebuilding Together Alexandria. Catherine, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Our phone number is 703-836-1021, and our website is rebuildingtogetheralex.com. www.rebuildingtogether.org.
Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for all the good work you're doing for the community.
You bet. Thanks, Wayne.
And thanks for listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Tune in next week for special topics and special guests, and don't forget to visit my blog at blueprintforwealth.org. Have a great week.